AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A pregnant woman in Kentucky is filing a lawsuit demanding the right to an abortion. The woman, identified as Jane Doe, is 8 weeks pregnant. Rebecca Gabron is CEO of Planned Parenthood in Kentucky.
These bans are designed to deprive people of their right to privacy and bodily autonomy under the Kentucky Constitution. Worse still, they overwhelmingly harm Black people, people of color, people with low incomes, and people in rural areas who already face immense barriers.
Republican Kentucky State Attorney General Daniel Cameron's office says it's reviewing the suit but offered no other comments. A judge in Texas gave a pregnant woman whose fetus has a fatal diagnosis permission to get an abortion. A gag order on former President Donald Trump in his election interference case is going back and forth in the legal systems. There are changes.
A federal judge in October imposed the gag order, which an appeals court lifted while considering a challenge from Trump. A panel has now largely upheld the gag order, but also narrowed the restrictions, saying Trump can make disparaging comments about special counsel Jack Smith. But the court also reimposed a ban on speaking about court staff and limits what Trump can say about known or reasonably foreseeable witnesses in the case. The ruling is mostly a win for Smith's team, rejecting defense claims that any restrictions on Trump's speech were unconstitutional. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Russian police have put prominent Russian-American journalist and author Masha Gessen on a wanted list after opening a criminal case against them on charges of spreading false information about the Russian army. Employers added a healthy 199,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate fell. Fresh signs the economy could achieve an elusive soft landing without causing a recession. This is AP News. The president of Harvard is apologizing for failing to denounce threats against Jewish people and her students.
Harvard's president Claudine Gay tells The Crimson student newspaper she's sorry she failed to properly denounce threats of violence against Jewish students, saying she got caught up in a heated exchange on whether calling for the genocide of Jews violates Harvard's code of conduct. At Tuesday's House Education Committee hearing, she drew ire when she said it depended on the context. The presidents of MIT and the University of Pennsylvania are also under fire for similar responses. Wealthy donors and some members of Congress are calling for their resignations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More than 1,000 unionized DHL Express workers walked off the job at Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Airport, a critical logistics hub for the package delivery company during the holidays. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.